Chevra tonight,
as we sit here, is the yahrzeit of the Hilchos Vasemis. Today was the yahrzeit of the Baba Sali. Now the yahrzeit of Vasemis, the Gerebbe's Chosu Yagin Elenu. So I want to chazer a Torah that I've shared with some of you before, but have a sofa from the Vasemis. So everybody talks, these parashios, and the beginning of this week's parasha, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu hardening the heart of Paro. We know by some of the makos, Hashem hardened his heart. Hashem did not allow us to let us go. And everybody asks the famous questions. Number one, the simple question, HaKadosh Baruch Hu hardened his heart. Why would then they be punished? Wasn't his fault. Maybe the deeper question is, what would be even the point? Emes is, if you think about it, all of life, the foundation of life, what it means to live, the essence of chiyus, is bechira chafshis. What does it mean to live in this world without bechira chafshis? It means I'm robotic. It means that none of my thoughts and actions and struggles and successes are meaningful in any way because there's no free will, no free choice. It's all predetermined. So life is meaningless. It's very, very sad. It's the whole essence of life is the content of Bechir Chafshis. So to take that away from power, it's Kilu, he's not alive. It's not. He's not even here. It's, why would Hashem do that? What's the purpose? There are a lot of answers. There's a lot of beautiful answers. There's the Rambam. There's the Sfarno. If you don't know the Sfarno, you should look it up this week. It's good. It's beautiful for another time. A lot of beautiful answers. Listen to what the Hilchos Tzivos Shalom says. I think it's the first piece in this week's parasha, if I'm not mistaken. I wasn't planning on saying this. I wanted to say something about Svasem. I found this Svasem, and then I thought about this in Tzivos Shalom. Shlomo HaRabbi says that each and every one of us, we have our natural abilities. We have our natural abilities that we try to live up to. But along with those natural abilities, there's so much more depth within us. It's l'malam in a tev in a certain sense. We're capable of so much more that we don't tap into. We're capable of so much in learning and in davening and in chesed that's dormant within us. There are documented cases and strength of people that in circumstances when need be could like literally lift up cars. Normal situations, they would never be able to do it. But somebody stuck underneath and lifts up a car. How you call that adrenaline? No. That's the koiches they have that are dormant, that they're only tapping into because they needed to and they pushed themselves to their limit. And that's true begashmiyas, that's true beruchnias. Each and every one of us has so much depth. So the Tzivos Shalom explains, what does it mean Hashem hardened the heart of Paro? It can't mean that he literally took away his free will, free choice, because then why would he be punished? And what purpose is there in life? It means he took away his natural ability to let us go. But Paro still had the ability to dig down deeper and let us go. It was still up to him, and he didn't dig down deeper. He didn't go to his deepest depth. He didn't tap into his greatest places. And we have to believe that we have so much more inside each and every one of us, Chevra. We have so much more when it comes to learning, when it comes to davening, when it comes to chesed, when it comes to being there for others. There's so much more we could be. We have to believe in that. Hilchos Vasemis says, it's in Parshas Vayigash, in Tafrei Nun, V'sheyesh b'chol Yesh Yisrael b'prap b'olam hazeh gam kein v'chein b'chlal nimsa gam b'olam hazeh ha'oros genuzos. That each of us has oiros. We have lights, we have strengths, we have abilities that are genuzos, that are hidden within us, that we haven't tapped into yet. And he says that's what it means, the famous pasuk, that we should be tivakshena kekesef and tichapsena kemitmonim, that we have to search for our ruchnias. But there are two words used for searching, tivakshena, to bikesh, and mechapes. And he says, what's the difference between those two? He says, Bakasha, we'll start with Chipus. Chipus, to search. Hu davar hanevad mimenu, v'chopesh achrod. It's something that you lost and you're looking to find. That means you know you have that ability. You know you've tapped into that already. You're just trying to get back to it. It's something you know you've had. And he says, when you find it, first of all, when you lose it, there's a lot of pain because you've lost something you've had. But when you find it, when you find it, it's not like the greatest simcha in the world. It's good, you're happy. But like ultimately you had this already. So your chippus should be towards your natural abilities that you know you have. You know you've tapped into. But we have a little bit of a roller coaster of life. But you know what Shemavakesh is? Shemavakesh wants to find mitzias. He wants to find matzah, as he says. You want to find things that you never even thought you had before, that you never even tapped into. So you weren't upset that you didn't have it because you never touched it. Ain't it tsar gadol? But v'simchas gadola, when you find it, it's tremendous simcha because you found things you didn't even know that existed. You win the lottery, it's tremendous simcha. You get your paycheck, okay, it's nice. I knew that was coming away. So too in Yiddishkeit. And avoid Hashem tzarich lios shneim. We need both. We need to be bitzar and to make sure that we're living up to who we generally are and could be and who we've been. But then you have to be zoich limto. You have to find things that are mamish you didn't even know existed and be that have that simcha gedoyla. That's exactly what we're learning according to the Svishalom from the hardening of Paro's heart, that we all have kaychas that are so deep. Yes, we have to daily live up to who we've been and who we know we can be, but simultaneously be pushing ourselves to our limits and find the kochos within, in all areas of life. In our Ben Al-Lachvero, in our Ben Al-Lamakom. Maybe if that's a lesson that it was a prerequisite for Geula, so too with Eibishter, when Eibishter sees that we're not just chilling and yeah, we daven, we learn, we're being good at what we've already found within ourselves, but we're pushing ourselves much more and finding madrigas within ourselves we didn't even know existed, that we could wake up early and learn like some people do, we could learn late at night, we could daven with actual kavana daily and by mincha and by ma'ariv, we could be a nicer person and call our parents to thank them more often or to whatever it might be, we could do those things. Maybe if the Eibishter taught us this lesson as we're preparing for Geulas Mitzrayim, that Geula is the paradigm for all Geulas, then we'll be Zoyech to Geula Shleim, Ot Mashiach Lekeinu, B'mehera B'yameinu, Ebbet Shabbat Heilig of Shabbat Kodesh.
Shabbos Kodesh, 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 Shabbos, Shabbos, Kodesh, 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 Shabbos 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 Kodesh.